Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there is great hysteria. I mean, beyond even imagining. Not about the situation in Ukraine, which actually merits some hysteria. Not about the new Biden budget with its brand new billionaires tax. We'll be talking about that with Steve Forbes of Forbes magazine, former presidential candidate who has his own ideas about how the tax system should change. Really, right now, there's debate about whether Vladimir Putin is basically faking a retreat, is basically faking a willingness to compromise, but actually in the process outsmarting the American strategists. That might not be impossible. Hard to imagine that the Ukrainians, who are staking everything on these negotiations, are completely outsmarted or fooled by Putin. We will get to what is going on. We'll also talk about Israel's connection to actually settling this thing. Israel wants to play a role in helping to guarantee Ukraine's independence and survival, at the same time that it maintains good relations with Russia. How is that working out? We'll talk to my brother from Jerusalem, Jonathan Medved, coming up this hour on the Michael Medved Show. And it turns out that one of the hosts on Oscar night says she is traumatized and still triggered by the horror, the nightmare of watching Will Smith smack or slap or punch Chris Rock across the face on Sunday night. And then there's a description in the New York Post that says all that stuff you've heard about Vladimir Putin and mental illness, it's true. They describe him as the struggling strongman and suggest he is being lied to by his inner circle. By the way, I think that stories like that about Putin being manipulated by his inner circle, which, by the way, is afraid to breathe around him. I mean, sit at the other side of the table, far distant. I wish Putin only misery and complete failure in his evil schemes. But I don't think it's clear that somehow he's being manipulated by others. That's just a press setup, a propaganda disinformation setup for liquidating some of that inner circle, which he has been known to do. Despite Russia's announcement that it's going to be pulling back forces from around Ukraine's capital of Kyiv and as well the northern city of Chernihiv, the explosions were heard in Kyiv this morning. That's according to the BBC report. The governor of Donetsk Oblast, that is part of that territory in the Donbas in the eastern part of Ukraine that the Russians are claiming is an independent republic. The governor of that territory said today that Russian forces were shelling several towns and cities on the border that separates Ukrainian and Russian-controlled areas in the region. More than 4 million people have fled Ukraine since the start of the war, according to the United Nations. There is also this in terms of what Don Lemon reported from Ukraine about Russian shells, which basically has to do with whether or not the U.S. Pentagon is accepting the Kremlin claims that they are basically reducing the fighting. This is clip 16.
I am live in Lviv in western Ukraine, where there have been air raid sirens earlier tonight, despite how far west into the country we are. Keep hearing sirens throughout the night as well, along with heavy artillery and rocket fire. We're seeing Russian shells with our very own eyes, even though Vladimir Putin's government claims Russian forces will drastically reduce their assault. It's no wonder the Pentagon is skeptical. President Biden says he is skeptical of Russia's claims, too. The evidence backing that skepticism adding up.
Yet more skepticism. There was the top U.S. general in Europe at the moment, Todd Walters, spoke at a congressional hearing yesterday and said there may have been an intelligence gap that led to an overestimation of Russian capabilities in Ukraine. Here he is speaking to Congress, clip 15.
Intelligence gap in our capability that made us overestimate the Russians and underestimate the defensive capability of the Ukrainians.
Senator, there could be, and as we've always done in the past, when this crisis is over with, we will accomplish a comprehensive after action review in all domains and in all departments, and find out where our weak areas were and make sure that we can find ways to improve. And this could be one of those areas.
Okay, and right now when it comes to an intelligence gap, what are the Russians doing right now? There's a report from the scene by Stephen Erlanger in the New York Times. Russia may be using the peace talks to buy time, analysts say. He writes that as envoys made progress in peace talks on Tuesday, yesterday, Russia offered concessions that signaled a more realistic course for the war in Ukraine, while indicating it is also in no hurry to end the conflict, according to diplomats and analysts. But the Russian advance in the north has already stalled, with troops around Kyiv taking up defensive positions in the face of Ukrainian counterattacks, both there and near Sumy, where Russia has been having trouble encircling the main Ukrainian army east of the Dnieper River. A de-escalation is a euphemism for retreat, said Lawrence Friedman, whose commentary, by the way, throughout this conflict has been excellent. He's an emeritus professor of war studies at King's College London. Russia, he writes, is adjusting its goals to reality because war is quite empirical. It's not a ruse to say that they are concentrating on the Donbass, because in reality, that's all they can do. But retreat is hardly surrender, and others caution that the progress made Tuesday doesn't mean that Russia is ready for serious discussions on ending the war. That would require a better outcome for President Vladimir V. Putin of Russia to sell at home as a victory. The François Hesburgh, a French defense analyst with the Foundation for Strategic Research, said Russia is in no place to negotiate seriously because they have to do better in the war. They have to do that before they negotiate for real. This is a chance for the Russians, he said, to consolidate, to regroup, to remove themselves from places out of reach logistically where they have already run out of food and ammunition. Some senior Western officials agreed, saying that the Russians were badly short of artillery. And speaking of short of artillery, there's a very, very important editorial today about the Biden underfunding of defense. And I know. All the publicity about the Biden budget that he submitted at the beginning of this week was about how there will be an increase for defense. It's historic increases for defense. It's not nearly enough. The Wall Street Journal has an outstanding analysis of this. And we are so far behind in terms of developing the weapons we need to keep us safe against any future adventures or assaults or threats to the United States to follow from this Ukraine invasion. We will get to that and what we need to spend and how we find the money for it. Coming up on the MedVent Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
President Biden has informed President Zelensky that the United States plans to provide $500 million in direct aid to Ukraine. Not sure yet how much of that direct aid will be helping to relieve some of the suffering of refugees and others, with some 4 million Ukrainians already leaving the country, at least temporarily, and many of them permanently, of course, to find shelter elsewhere because of the lack of safety. However, for people who actually speak to Ukrainians on the street, the determination to fight on and to defend their independence and freedom is undiminished and continues to be fervent and unshakable. There's a powerful piece syndicated by the Washington Post by Max Boot. And Max Boot is great on these issues. He was born in Russia and came here to the United States, where he's a great American patriot. He's been here since he was a little boy. But Max writes, Russia is retreating. Now give Ukraine the tools to finish the job. We will get to that, but there's another extremely important piece in the Wall Street Journal, the lead editorial today on America's declining military. Now, look, this is an emergency. If you look at the world right now and the concerns that we have, not just with Russia and where the Russians will decide to make trouble next, and it will be somewhere, but with China, which has the capability of causing a vast amount of trouble. Of course, people worry about them attacking Taiwan. There are all kinds of other places where they are making territorial claims. They basically want to claim the entire South China Sea as a Chinese lake with no other boat traffic or naval forces permitted. But here's what the journal has to say. It says, Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine has alerted most Americans that the world is becoming a far more dangerous place. Counted as a befuddling failure, then, that the military budget President Biden unveiled Monday doesn't meet the moment. It treads water amid inflation and invites autocrats to exploit a widening window of American weakness. The Pentagon is seeking $773 billion for fiscal 2023, and spending on national defense reaches $813 billion when other accounts are included. Now, this sounds large, and Mr. Biden is pitching it as a big increase over his request last year, but even defense officials say the Pentagon would only see a 1.5% real increase over last year's funding after inflation. Because they have inflation, too, when they're trying to buy equipment, food, everything else you need to keep a powerful military in the field. Defense spending will still be about 3.1% of the economy, close to post-Cold War lows, and heading lower over the next decade, which is a disaster. And the point that they make in terms of what needs to be done, he says, the overall budget picture is that the Biden team is betting on weapons that don't yet exist for a war they hope arrives on somebody else's watch. They want to save money now in order to spend on what they say will be a more modern force a decade from now. To this end, the 298-ship U.S. Navy could buy only 9 ships next year while retiring 24. The fleet would shrink to 280 ships in 2027. That's down from 298 ships now. Even as the Navy says it needs a fleet of 500 to defeat China in any conflict. That trend won't impress Xi Jinping as he eyes Taiwan. As for the Army, Mr. Putin's revanchism will require more forward deployments by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, the alliance will need more troops and hardware in the Baltics, and much of this will have to come from the land branch. But the Army is seeking $177 billion, barely up from the $174 billion last year, and a cut if you count inflation. Now, given the profound need for the U.S. military, given the willingness of our allies, including Germany this time, and including France, including Netherlands and Denmark and Norway, and Australia, that's not even a NATO country, to sharply increase their defense spending, the United States can do no less, you would think. Here is Senator Lindsey Graham talking about the same point, the need to have a more realistic defense component in any budget that Congress can agree on with the president. Listen to Senator Graham.
In the president's budget, non-defense spending goes up 11.3% in 2022 and 2023. Defense goes up 4%. Now, given the threats we face, does that make any sense? The answer is no.
The answer is no, and an emphatic no, as the Wall Street Journal points out. At the end, strength would fall in the U.S. Army to 473,000 from 585,000 authorized last year. The Army shrugs because it hasn't been able to fill all of its spots in a hot labor market. This may relieve a recruiting headache for some general, but it won't reduce the threats the Army may now have to address in multiple theaters. As for the Air Force is, quote, now the smallest, oldest, and least ready it has been in its 75-year history, as the Air Force Association put it last week. But the Pentagon plans to cut its buy of F-35 fighter jets this year. The Air Force wants 33 F-35s, down from 48 requested in years past, which was still too few to upgrade the fleet in any reasonable time. In a future conflict, the U.S. will need these advanced aircraft to survive against sophisticated air defenses. Reducing purchases will put pressure on the supply chain and raise the per craft cost of the aircraft. These hard power priorities were squeezed in order to request, with great self-congratulation, and you're going to love this, a $3.1 billion as part of our military budget for climate change. Isn't that wonderful? This is consistent with a White House that wants to create a civilian climate corps that would have more personnel than the Marine Corps. Okay, what do you think is a bigger priority right now? More Marines or more civilian climate corps volunteers? This $3.1 billion could be spent on weapons. The Navy's ship retirements save $3.6 billion over 5 years, and the country needs that offensive power more than it does electric vans. A couple of more questionable decisions. The administration appears to have canceled a program to develop a nuclear sea-launched cruise missile, precisely the kind of weapon designed to deter Mr. Putin from using tactical nuclear weapons in Europe. So, what would Israel do? What is Israel doing right now to try to broker some kind of deal involving Putin and Zelensky? And what about those attacks that have been shattering the peace in Israel? We'll get to that with my brother, Jonathan Medved from Jerusalem, coming up on the Medved Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cases are ticking up as we thought they might. But now, thanks to the foundation we've laid, America has the tools to protect people.
President Biden's comments at the White House a short time ago, Biden also unveiling a new government website, COVID.gov, which will allow everybody to get information they seek about the ongoing pandemic. Some members of Congress feel the Biden administration should be doing more to support NATO allies and Ukraine. At a House Armed Services Committee hearing on national security challenges facing Europe, ranking member Mike Rogers says forgetting about our allies creates more problems down the road.
Time and time again, this administration has been petrified of Putin, too afraid that common sense actions to support our partners and allies may be deemed escalatory.
Rogers, a Republican who represents Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Michael Medved Show, there's lots of good economic news from Israel. There's good news on a number of fronts, but not necessarily on the terror front. There have been three terrorist attacks involving cars, knives, and most recently some semi-automatic weapons, which are not easy to come by for potential terrorists in Israel. And also, Israel has been mentioned prominently as one of the nations that might help to solve the Ukrainian passionate defense of their independence and liberty. To get a perspective on all of this, I'm keeping my brother Jonathan up late at night in Jerusalem. And Jonathan is deeply involved in Israeli politics, public affairs. He is the CEO of Our Crowd, which gives people an opportunity to actually crowdsource, invest in Israeli high-tech and high-tech ventures and startups around the world, including the European Union and very much the United States. Jonathan, with that introduction, thanks for staying up.
It's great to talk to you, Michael.
Thank you. So, first of all, what's the deal with Israel being named together with Turkey? Ukraine has suggested that those two nations, and perhaps others, serve as guarantors of an agreement that they would reach with Vladimir Putin. Does Israel want this job?
I think that our prime minister has proactively tried to negotiate between the two sides. And this is a result of Israel having strong ties both with Russia and with Ukraine, mostly based on population, right? We have a couple million people here who hail from one of these two countries. A lot of people speak the languages. And I think we are trusted by both sides. I think that Israel voted at the UN against Russia, you know, for Ukraine in their, you know, key resolution. Public opinion here is strongly with the Ukraine, but the government has gone a long way to try and maintain as much relationship with both sides, especially because we have a problem on our northern border where the Russians are very active in Syria, and we're constantly trying to prevent Hezbollah and their Iranian patrons from moving missiles on our border. So we don't really want to upset them or poke the bear, as it were. So we're in a sort of a situation where we're pretty much one of the few countries that can really do this. And our Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, has sort of stepped into this void. And look, anybody who could actually bring this outrage and horror to a halt, God bless them, in my opinion.
And you mean the outrage and the horror in Ukraine, of course, where yes. Our family comes from, as my listeners know. John, in terms of the other situation in Israel right now, the New York Times headline says Palestinian guns down 5 in latest attack in Israel. Now, usually when you have these attacks, they're responding to something. Is this just responding to the holy month of Ramadan, which is coming up?
Yeah, this is sort of it's different this time. First of all, the first two attacks were conducted by people who actually were not part of any Palestinian terror group, but they were supporters of ISIS, and had actually sat in Israeli jails and by some crazy notion were released and then able to carry out these attacks. What's bizarre and sad about the attacks is that they are not just against Jews. They're against everybody who lives here together. So this most recent attack, which killed 5 people in Bnei Brak, killed 2 Ukrainian workers here. 2 Ukrainians.
Wow.
It killed an Arab Christian policeman who was the first to respond and bravely sort of went into the breach and actually killed the terrorist, but died of his own wounds. Tomorrow,
he's 32 years old, essentially.
His Amir Khoury, his funeral tomorrow will be attended by thousands and maybe tens of thousands of Jews, many of them religious Jews from Bnei Brak, paying homage to this hero who stood for coexistence and for Arabs and Jews, Christians, Muslims, Jews, all working together. One of the people who was killed yesterday was a father of 29 years old who had taken his 2-year-old in a stroller out for a walk because he wasn't going to sleep, and his pregnant wife needed quiet. He came downstairs, he encountered the terrorist, and then he protected his 2-year-old son with his body and paid for that with his life. In the
one of the amazing things that I saw was that apparently the Arab reaction and the reaction by Mansour Abbas, who is a leader of an Islamist party in the Israeli government, and he is in the government, he denounced the terrorism completely. And surprisingly, the head of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, who's no relation, also had a pretty strong statement saying that this is offensive to everyone who lives here in the area, this kind of random crime shooting people.
Look, we're in a different situation, and I think it's important for your listeners to understand the context. Last year in 2021 was the lowest toll of death from terror in history, you know, for the last decades. And that's including the 13 people who died in the war of the Guardians of the Walls. There were a total of 17 people who died last year. It's still way too many. But we have, you know, 300-400 who die in car accidents. So
that every weekend in Chicago.
Yeah. It's not good, but things have been very quiet here. And in fact, the winds of history have been moving towards reconciliation. You know, just this week we had this incredible summit in Beersheba, which was a site of one of the attacks. It wasn't in Beersheba, it was actually Stebocher, which is the historic place that Ben-Gurion lived, where you had the foreign ministers of the UAE, of Morocco, of Egypt, and Bahrain joining hands with the Israeli foreign minister and Anthony Blinken from the U.S., saying, everyone is working for reconciliation. We are against hatred. And all of those people condemned the attack. The statement from the UAE was incredible, and it was tweeted out in Arabic, in English, in Hebrew. And this is different, right? We're in a situation where people are noticing that Arab policemen are dying on the front lines fighting for terror. In the previous attack in Hedera, which started this a week ago, there were two border police or soldiers who were killed. One of them was a Druze, you know, part of an Arab breakaway sect. Okay, again, fighting for Israel. There are thousands and thousands of Arab Muslims and Christians and Druze in the Israeli armed forces. And what we're facing now is much more a completely crazy fringe that doesn't get this, that wants to kill everybody. I mean, they were celebrating and talking about the heroic attack that killed the settlers in Bnei Brak, the Ukrainian workers, a settler.
The statement by Hamas. It wasn't from the Palestinian Authority, right? And Hamas called it a heroic action.
Unfortunately,
can you hang? Can you hang for another quick segment, John?
Sure.
Great. Stay with us, Jonathan Medved, from Jerusalem, CEO of Our Crowd. You can certainly find out more about his very exciting business. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideological hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved Show, just an opportunity, and it's a personal opportunity as well as one for the show and for our listeners and for our larger family. I love talking to my brother because he knows as much about what's going on in Israel as anybody, and a lot more than most reporters who haven't lived there for more than 35 years, as Jonathan has. One of the things that I think the American people haven't gotten used to, the idea that Israel is run by somebody other than Bibi, than Benjamin Netanyahu, who is now a leader of the opposition. Would it be fair to say that there's been a certain level of surprise at some of the successes of this new crazy coalition government, which includes some very hard-line right-wing parties and some parties on the left, and they actually seem to be managing together pretty well? No.
Yeah, it is surprising, and I think that many people had not expected this government to last more than a couple of weeks or months, but it seems as though they're hanging tough, and it'll be interesting to see. There's a rotation planned where the current prime minister Naftali Bennett is due to turn over control to Yair Lapid, who's serving as the foreign minister. And that's going to happen shortly. And we'll see how that transition goes. But it's really reduced the tone and the sort of the angst and just the loudness of discourse in the country. And I think there's a big part of the country, even people who voted for the Likud and Netanyahu, who appreciate sort of the more mellow environment. The country's doing great, okay? We went through the pandemic well, relatively. We were early leaders in vaccination, very, very low death rate, in Israel relative to other countries. And the economy bounced back tremendously. And, of course, given the size of our digital economy and our whole high-tech startup economy, we ended up coming out stronger than ever. The economy grew at 8% in the fourth quarter. It was, just huge.
8% GDP growth?
GDP growth, yeah.
Holy cow.
Things have been,
okay, there's the quite remarkable. I was going to mention this to you. You probably saw it, but the UN, working together with the Gallup organization worldwide, came out with their list. They rated 140 countries as the happiest and the least happy country. The least happy country, surprise, is Afghanistan under the tender leadership of the Taliban. But the most happy country, they're all Scandinavian countries, plus Switzerland, plus in ninth place, ninth happiest country in the world, the only non-Scandinavian or Swiss country, Israel.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, just tell your listeners to go see the movie Don't Mess with the Zohan, and you'll see sort of Israelis have a joie de vivre that even when you get punched or, God forbid, there's a terrorist attack, we come back. We realize that life is short and you should celebrate life and count your blessings, and you shouldn't roll over and take, you know, tragedy and allow it to ruin your life. Okay, it's about choosing life, about overcoming tragedy, about turning curses into blessings. Okay, today I was at Israel Aircraft visiting their satellite production facility. Israel has a huge satellite business. We're a tiny country, but we shoot satellites into the air and we shoot missiles out of the air. And I was asking, why are we so good at little satellites? And they told me, well, you know why? Because we can't fire the satellites the normal way. You have to fire to the east because that gives you the way that the Earth turns. It gives you like an acceleration. If we did that, they would land over some of our less interested Arab neighbors. So we've always fired to the west, which means we have to create satellites that are small. And so whether it's water, or we don't have any, and we develop technology, or we don't have a big local market, we have to go global, or we have to serve in the army, which we all do, but we turn that into an entrepreneurial training ground. Israel, whether you believe the Bible or not, is very strong at turning curses into blessings. And one of those is, you know what? Try to kill us. They the definition of a Jewish holiday. The joke is that they tried to kill us, they didn't succeed, now let's eat. Okay? So,
which everyone will be celebrating with the Passover coming up in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But go ahead. And the one thing, Jeremy just sent this to me, and he wanted me to ask you the question. Do you think that Biden would ever say this about Americans confronting our crime wave? Headline, Bennett, that's the prime minister, urges Israeli gun owners to strap up amid this murderous terror wave.
I don't know how President Biden would respond, but here, people who are gun owners are creators of safety. Our gun owners are people who come and it's very hard to get a gun here, by the way. There is strict gun control, even though there are a lot of guns around because we all serve in the Army. To get a gun outside of your Army service is difficult. And the people who have it, you trust them. And in fact, in three of these terror attacks, two of the three bystanders put down the terrorist. And without,
I think Prime Minister Bennett used the term liquidated.
Well, it's called neutralized. But the bottom line is that guns keep us safe. And when we see a soldier in the street, we're thankful. We feel good. We know he's someone's child. And they know what they're fighting for because they're fighting on the front lines, which are 15 minutes away. And so, everybody I know has a gun is carrying it now because things are a little dicey. But we'll get over this. And what's amazing now is that, believe it or not, the tourists are back. And, the airport's open. You can't get flights in or out. It's really busy. The restaurants are full. And despite this wave here of three attacks, okay, the country is continuing to thrive. Do you know how many people have made Aliyah or immigration to Israel in the last month? 10,000. 10,000 immigrants. So the people who are crazy, who think they can stop us and killed 11 people, three policemen, two foreign workers, Druze, Arab. Guess what? 10,000 people just showed up here to join in building this country. You are losing. You are not winning. Israel moves forward.
Amen to that. There's also there was an announcement that Israel is taking 18,000 non-Jewish Ukrainian refugees who have chosen to go to Israel, not to Poland or Slovakia or to the Czech Republic. Isn't that kind of surprising?
You know what? We can handle it. We're a big country now. We're almost 10 million people. When I got here, Michael, there were 2 million. The country has got tremendous vibrancy. Everybody's having kids. The average birth rate for women in this country is 3.2 now. Okay, as you know, we've got another one, God willing, on the way. And you know what? It's a family-oriented society, and you know, we can provide refuge. That's the equivalent, by the way, in terms of, you know, population of the Americans taking 600,000 Ukrainians. And by the way, Slava Ukraina, you know, these people who are fighting for their freedom and for their lives deserve all of our respect and help. And to, you know, host refugees, I think, is a huge mitzvah, is a huge commandment to take care of the poor and the people who need refuge. And today, the Ukrainians certainly need that.
Well, they need our help. They need, and this is a point that Max Boot makes, they need weapons so they can finish the job. Jonathan, you know, we're going to be together for Passover with our one of our other brothers, Harry Medved. But we will miss you and look forward either in Israel or maybe even here in the northwest of the United States to getting our families together again soon for the Passover holiday. And you should have just the most wonderful week and the wonderful spring season, and with peace and security and, you're right, Slava Ukraina. The glory be to Ukraine and their struggle, which really benefits the whole world, but in particular this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Get healthy, not high, with Trends Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to GCN.